We're here today with Deidre Osborne, who's a team leader in the office of Dr. Brent Bedford in Washington. Is that right, Deidre?
Yes, it is.
Deidre has been to our team leader meeting and afterwards was telling us some things that we would hope she would share. And so, Deidre, thanks for taking a moment for us.
Not a problem.
Deidre, you came to the team leader meeting in Phoenix, went back to your practice, applied some of the materials, and I guess there was really a substantial increase.
Yes, things have really been changing for us. It's amazing.
Tell us about it.
Well, when I came back from the team leader meeting, I met with Dr. Bedford on a Sunday, right after I got back into town, and we went over everything that I brought back with me, and we immediately started making changes. Do you want me to list
Yes,
the...
Yes, what did you do to actually make... Well, the practice went from what level to what level? Tell us about that.
Well, we have gone up to, our new patients, we used to do about 16 a month. And right now in April, just the first 2.5 weeks, we've already seen 26 new patients.
Wow.
And so it's just like we've opened up our doors. I mean, we're like reinventing ourselves. And so the changes that I brought back to the table, which we've already done, we are doing the J. Geyer scripting.
Uh-huh.
And
so that opened up the front desk.
Yes, it did, immensely. Yeah. And Dr. Bedford purchased a cell phone for my use, and with that, I forward the phones every Thursday night to the cell phone, and all day Friday, I answer the phone as Columbia Basin Chiropractic Care.
So that's right. That was one of Jay Geyer's ideas, wasn't it? Try to get the phone answered more.
Right. He said if you are closed one day during the week, that day you should be answering the phones.
So you took it to the next level and got a cell phone, transferred the calls, and... Answer it around the clock.
Right. Wherever I am, I answer the phone from 8 to 6. That's Columbia Basin Chiropractic Care. And it's worked perfectly. I mean, we don't miss a patient calling during the week. So,
Deidre, how many calls do you get after hours or on, you know, the days that you're closed typically?
On Friday, I probably receive 2 dozen calls.
Wow.
How many
of those do you guess are potential new patients?
I would say I've been averaging it out, and 2 to 3 of those calls are new patients.
No kidding. So that's just like Jay said, 8 to 9 new patients a month just by answering the phone.
Right. I bring the schedule with me. I reduce it down so that I have it like in just a little tablet that I bring with me so I can have it in my purse, in the car, wherever I am. So when I do answer the phone, I've got the schedule there and I can give them an exact time and date that they can come in.
Deidre, what else did you apply when you got home?
Well, we used to close at from 1 to 2 at lunch. We now stagger our lunch hours. We're never closed. And we now do the report cards.
The report cards on your doctor?
Oh, yes.
Tell us how that went. Was he open to that, or some of them have a little trouble with that?
I'm very lucky, I think, with me being team leader here, because Dr. Bedford is very open to any change, and he saw that as a great tool. I mean, if I used to come and tell him that he had a patient in a treatment room, if he was on the phone or on the computer or something, he might, you know, take his time. But now he has to get up and in that room within 30 seconds.
Wow.
I mean, that's just it. He has to terminate the phone call. He has to do, I mean, that's just it. Or I'm on him again. And if not, he gets a bad grade on his report card. So
he takes it seriously then?
Very seriously. Like getting his reports out to the different, you know, if it's a PI or LNI, whatever, you know, before we'd get them when we got to them. Now they're done exactly the day they need to be done. And I mean, it's a great tool, especially for staff also. And
tell me something, Deidre. How did the other team members receive you? How did they deal with you coming back as kind of the acknowledged enlightened one, if we could call you that?
Well, the person that we had at the front, she's no longer here.
So maybe she didn't deal with it well.
Well, there were a lot of changes that, you know, that I brought back to the table, even for her position, and I didn't think it was received as well, so I talked to Dr. Bedford and said that she had to go. She wasn't bringing positive energy into our clinic. We wanted to be serene and calm here, and there was too much going on. So
your doctor listens to you.
Very much.
I'd like anybody listening this to note that if you really want this to work, yes, you can build a core that is a doctor and a team leader. But you've got to listen to your team leader.
And it really works. I mean, we have proven of all the changes that we've made that every one we have done, it works.
It's paid off.
But if the doctor isn't on board,
it's dead.
It's set to fail, right?
Absolutely.
So we also eliminated our recall list. I've been here 6 years, and I never have liked that thing. I felt like we were stalking people. and
stalking your own patients.
Yes, and we have eliminated that. And I think we've seen some daily numbers go down a little bit, but I think they're starting now to swing back up.
By not badgering people.
Badgering them, right.
But now it's starting to run more on patient energy, is that right?
Exactly. We make a more personal touch on our new patient intake where they come into my office. I fill out the forms for them, and that has gone over 100%. Our patients, when they refer to other patients, those patients come in. I understand I don't have to do paperwork here. I said, nope, I do it for you. Come on in.
So you've really made it consumer-friendly.
Oh, very much so.
You know, Deidre, your practice is transitioning into the non-insurance era because the way a practice will look, that is a highly successful practice, there'll be a few less visits per patient, but there'll be a lot more new patients. Is that what you're seeing?
Yes, it is.
And it makes you less vulnerable to third party.
Exactly, and I like that a lot better. And I brought back what you said at the team leader meeting really stuck with me was telling the patient what they need, but giving the patient what they want.
Uh-huh.
And that's our motto.
And people like that, don't they?
They love it. I mean, they go into to the treatment room, they expect this big spiel from Dr. Bedford, okay, so three times this week, three times next week, two times. Now it's, you know, this is what I would do, but what would you like to do? And they're just going, whoa, you know, it's amazing.
We tell people in our marketing for the team leader meeting that we're going to prepare the team leaders to go back and literally be on-site consultants that could really help any practice. Would you agree that that's what you experienced?
I really do. And I think also coming after the team leader meeting when Dr. Bedford sent me to your marketing seminar, it really helped a lot too because I wish he could have been there. But just bringing
you know,
all
I
of that.
I don't know. Deidre, I don't know. If he's doing what you tell him, I'm not sure he needs to do anything different.
Well, it was a real eye-opener. We changed our ads when I came back. I mean, we've just made it so much more patient-friendly that it's, and we've encouraged, you know, our patients to walk in or drop by. If they don't want to make an appointment, that's fine. Just drop in. Here's our hours. And they're going with it. I mean, it's amazing.
Deidre, anything else you would share with us about what you've changed in your practice to make it increase so much?
We've also, we hand out the cards. Like if someone comes up to me, I wear logo wear outside the office.
Uh-huh.
And if someone approaches me, if I'm in a store or whatever, I also have our business card with this. We have a special we offer on the back.
Uh-huh.
And plus that goes to clinic cash for us. And so,
have you been able to get any of the other team members to wear the logo wear outside the practice?
Yes, everybody does.
So you guys are like a walking advertisement for this office.
You bet.
You
and
guys are going places.
We even have, we got keychains that are spines, and we hand those out, but we also put them on our antennas of our cars because people go like, what is that?
That's
you know?
Right.
So, I mean, we've gone crazy here. It's just amazing. So
that's amazing. All right, Deidre, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, coming to your team leader meeting has made all the difference in my feelings about everything and with our practice. It's great.
Well, Deidre, we can't thank you enough for sharing this with us. So
anytime.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, we'll see you in Chicago in July.
I'll see you there.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.